CNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Uncle Julio's in Fort Worth. 5301 Camp Bowie. We've got special guest galore, Corey. I know you got a shout out before we get to Mickey.
I'd like to shout out Anthony and Travis from Glen. Anthony and Travis came and sat in on us,
I like the way you
when
said
we were the night show, Kevin. Well, you know, when we were on nights, it was about 1 or 2 years before we turned into the daytime show.
Okay.
So shout out to them.
Excellent. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Mickey, the Cowboys currently have the worst record in all of the NFL.
What are you going to do about it?
And also, I just wanted to introduce you or reintroduce you. We have a special guest. Who do we got here?
Mickey, it's Daniel Esteve. Obviously, we saw each other at Cowboys training camp, but if you flash back to the Rio Grande Valley days, the 956. For all my 956 listeners out there, Mickey, we used to do a Q&A weekly with my station KVEO down there. Looking forward to chatting some more Cowboys with you again.
Well, sounds great. Good that you were at training camp for what, about a week, right?
Yeah, about a week. 5 days. I think I got the first Micah Parsons, you know. Have we come up with a BC type of era of the Micah Parsons?
Oh, yeah.
We need to come up with something like that.
But you don't want to say BM. I got what you're saying. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to say that.
And
now,
by the way,
Mickey,
thanks for gracing me about 50 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Did you get to sleep? Or are you running on little sleep? What's the situation now?
What would you rate 3.5 hours?
Yeah, that's little sleep.
That's enough.
That's good. Well, who needs more than that, right?
Yeah, that's one cycle through the REM cycle.
He hit a REM
cycle. Enough.
Yeah,
you're good.
Oh, well, see, I was going to give you some grace. They think you should just be quiet and do the report. Sorry, Mickey. Now, Mickey, this was a complicated game on a number of fronts. You were competitive throughout with the defending Super Bowl champion. But you can look back on this game and think, we really should have won this game. And that's why we've been cautious about moral victory this morning. I understand the people who say that, but I look at this game at least short term, and I'm like, dang it, you could have won that game.
Well, how many people out there would have said that before the game started? That they could go into Philadelphia in that atmosphere.
Not a lot.
I could have won the game. Because no one gave him that much credit, right? And I was just glad that, you know, some of the stuff I was telling you I saw in training camp basically came
to
fruition, right?
Yes, yes.
The offense was really good until the last couple possessions, couple drop passes kind of did them in. The defense finally figured it out the second half that, oh, Jalen Hurts can run the football for 62 yards. I think he averaged like 8 yards a carry. And you know what? It was more than what the final stat showed because he actually ran for 65 and then he had -1 kneel downs. And they finally kind of contained that. So you saw Kenneth Murray, who I thought I saw in training camp, the guy can play. You know, and
he made some plays for sure.
My concern going into the game mostly was the offensive line. And I wouldn't have guessed that Philadelphia would have finished with only one quarterback hit. And as Dak pointed out, the only time he hit the ground is when he made the diving tackle after the fumble. Think about that.
You know what?
And they started Guyton and he played the whole game.
I think that part is amazing. I also wanted to give some props to Dak. There were at least, and I need to go back and watch the game again, but there were at least two throws where I thought the pocket was not collapsing, but like really closing in around him. And he stood there and threw the ball, even though I could see how that would be a time where he would want to boogie out. So I thought his pocket presence was very good yesterday.
And I think when you get the protection he was getting, it gives you a little confidence that, okay, I can stand in here. I don't have to take off. Because if you're getting beat up left and right, then you're going, oh, I'm out of here, right? Or you start looking for things that aren't there. So that was my other reminder. We talked about it the other day that, hey, Dak is back, right? Let's not forget what he can do. Unlike the NFL top 100 when they had 16 quarterbacks ranked in the top 100,
right,
and he was 15th at 79, all right? That what? There were 79 other players better than him in the NFL.
What kind of odds do you think we could have got a couple hours before kickoff that Jalen Carter or any player would spit on another player and get ejected from the game?
What an idiot. he hadn't even played a game a down yet, right?
I know.
It was
I
after
know.
The kickoff return.
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys were able to hear Dak's explanation. He was trying to punk Booker, and Dak decided he was going to step in between and said, "Hey, leave my rookie alone." But he was giving him the treatment before the first snap.
Did you like Dak's explanation better or the pool report during the lightning delay when the ref goes, "Yeah, no, I saw him spit on him, and that was a disqualifying nod." I don't know if what people were expecting the ref to say, but he was like, "Yeah, no, I saw him spit on him."
Well, there was a follow-up question. He said, "Did that merit a disqualification?" Well, yeah, absolutely.
You don't spit on people. That's what you teach your kids.
Yes.
You would hope you do.
Yeah.
Rule number one.
Yeah, that feels fair.
Just a weird, weird the whole day, right?
Yes.
The whole game. Not to mention the delay for what, an hour and four minutes, whatever they officially said it was. And if they had started earlier, they were gonna have to delay again. I don't think TV did justice on how hard it started raining.
Oh, okay.
At one point. Because when they had the pregame crew in the tunnel there, they couldn't see how hard it was raining. You can almost not see the other side of the stadium. It was raining so hard.
Wow.
There was a lot to unpack. And when I'm trying to write my column, and I kind of broke it down to like a 2.5 minute span from when Sanders took off on his 49-yard run that I don't know how he didn't go 60.
Yeah.
The linebacker catches him, right?
He's getting old.
And then the very next play, Pickens gets a 15-yard penalty. They're at the 11-yard line. And they ran for 3 yards, and he gets a penalty for unnecessary roughness on. They never showed the replay of the penalty.
I saw it. I thought it was a 100% valid.
I saw somebody get yanked to the ground, but I didn't see how it happened.
So essentially, it looked like George Pickens was trying to twist that guy's head off.
Okay.
Right, didn't it?
He's competitive.
Did he get
Kevin.
His money's worth?
He did. I personally think he got his money's worth out of that. I really wish he would not. Like, what an eventful sequence. First of all, Bond showing that he's faster than Miles Sanders, and then the Pickens penalty, and then the Ferguson. Like, he was going to drop that pass even before he got lit up, and then another penalty, and then a fumble. Like, that was a crazy.
Yes. And I thought that was that decided the game right there. Because they would have been second and 7 at the 8. And instead, they were first and 22 at the 23.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And then they kind of, you know, the penalty in the end zone. And they're right back to first and 10 at the 11, I think it was. And then the fumble. And, you know, a lot of times when you run the football, you don't need to be jump cutting when you're that close to the line of scrimmage. You just go get your yard, right?
Right.
And he gets tackled from behind, and they fumble. And that guy's going for a touchdown if Dak doesn't make a diving tackle.
Yeah, Dak secured his 100-point quarterback tackle for fantasy owners everywhere.
Because that guy's gone, because all I saw coming behind him was offensive linemen, and they weren't catching this guy.
Do we categorize George Pickens withholding maybe some more substantial abuse to a Philadelphia Eagles player as a big win for the Dallas Cowboys, showing big change for George Pickens?
You know, the other thing is they only had 4 penalties, and 2 of them were personal fouls, right?
Yeah.
It could have been 3 because they had 2 on the one play. And how did the guy yanking Leofau's helmet
face mask off,
and he got called for face masking? How did that happen?
I really thought when he said there's two fouls on the play, and I was like, all right, well, it'll offset. And then they
exactly.
go both on the Cowboys. Yeah. And I was like, what? So I do admit I didn't get like real. I mean, I was mad the Cowboys lost, but that play made me angrier than probably most every play except for the fumble. Now, I know a lot of the focus, and it's a complex game, but I know a lot of the focus has come down on CeeDee Lamb. I appreciate that he has accepted that focus and said he would be better. What was the vibe that you got from him last night?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance. I was in the interview room with Schottenheimer, and then Dak came in.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to get into the locker room, but I kind of heard what he had to say. And, yeah, you know, step to the plate. You know, there was at least two balls you got to catch for sure. And then the deep pass, you know, it's a diving catch, I understand, but it hit him in his hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was an incredible throw to start with.
And CeeDee will tell you he needs to catch that
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, that gets in the way. But the thing is, nobody would have said the Cowboys would have a chance to win this game.
Except for you.
Well, and I predicted them to lose, but it was going to be close, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they showed people that, you know what, they're not 7-10 team that everybody is kind of stamped in with. I'm not saying they're not going to finish 7-10, but I think everybody was assuming since they were 7-10 and they were so bad, they're not going to be any better, right?
Mickey, I've seen that narrative so much around the Dallas Cowboys is, hey, this is a train wreck and they're going to be terrible. But at the end of the day, it's an NFC East showdown. You're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, a game that typically, especially with Dak Prescott, a quarterback, is going to at the very least be relatively competitive. The thing that kills me, and I'll credit Babe Laufenberg with this, when trailing going into the third quarter, Babe says the Cowboys were 4-33, now they're 4-34. Obviously, CeeDee Lamb dropping three balls in the second half was the last thing on my bingo card to see go wrong for the Cowboys, but something always goes wrong, and in a game where, yes, you have a chance to win, this whole idea, like Kevin has talked about, in a moral victory, it just doesn't sit right with me because it's always something that goes wrong.
So did you
wrong.
Think
My
they would be within...
me on that last drive that we
do you think,
this game.
Did you think they were going to be within 4 points and three times in the game have a lead?
Mickey, I'm not a gambling man.
No, I'm just
asking.
The close
was 6.5, and I would have taken the Cowboys plus 6.5.
Oh,
all day long.
Okay. All right. Well,
I would not.
Strictly,
I would not have.
It almost takes me back to when Colt McCoy or Mark Brunell was playing. Was it Mark Brunell was playing quarterback for the formerly known Washington Commanders? We know the name before. I mean, you talk about how those teams were always competitive, even when they were not great at all. The NFC East is just a competitive division. No matter what, I still go into maybe 3-4 years ago when the Cowboys were at their peak into a game against the lowly New York Giants team, and I was always nervous. And I think Cowboys Nation never goes into an NFC East game thinking, yeah, we're going to steamroll these guys. And if they are, they're pretty naive. The Eagles, just like Jalen Hurts said in his post-game presser with NBC, he was very impressed with how talented the Cowboys were, and they were expecting a competitive game. It's the NFL. You've got to think they're going to be competitive at the very least.
Well, if you'd seen the pregame stuff, you wouldn't have thought anybody in that stadium, 69,000 people, thought this was going to be competitive.
Hey,
they were
listen,
in here
maybe
for
I'm an optimist, but on Wednesday on So Sports on CW33, our Nurse Sports Show, I was talking with Sean McFarland of Dallas Morning News. I expect and wouldn't be surprised to see one of those old Peyton Manning, Tony Romo matchups, that Dallas Cowboys, Denver Broncos matchup from several years
ago, yeah,
where there was like a billion points
51-48.
That might be every week for this Dallas Cowboys team, but the offense is more than good enough to keep pace with any team in the NFL.
No.
In my opinion.
As long as the offensive line plays the way they play.
Which
now,
they did.
They got to figure out the run defense. And I know it was Saquon Barkley, but you know what? If I told you all he was going to run for was 60 yards, you would have taken it, right?
Hell yeah, I would have.
Although that touchdown run, the second one, that was unbelievable. I just said that is some kind of run. It was 11 yards, 12 yards. He must have broke three tackles and weaved his way through. He's quite it's just electric. But again, the problem was they let Hurts out of jail way
yeah.
too many times.
Yeah.
And I heard
Dak
you guys talking about,
imagine
you know, why didn't they spy him? Well, who do they have on defense that's going to run with him?
Which
DeMarvion Overshow.
Well, thank you. Yes. Maybe I even mean, as he's rehabbing from a torn ACL.
Yeah, God, I would have loved to see that. I think this game could have been different with him. Man, thank you very much on a night that is kind of disappointing, but also better than a lot of us thought. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
Yeah, and the good thing is Schottenheimer said the same thing you mentioned. No moral victories, right?
Yeah.
We're disappointed we lost. So
Go get some more normal people sleep.
Yeah, get some
rest, Mickey. That can't be till tonight. There's okay. work to do today.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, one more quick thing for you. We talked about the Dallas Card Show. Kyle, who runs the Dallas Card Show, has always all kinds of spicy sports opinions. He said the home team should forfeit in the professional sports if there's a delay for Lightning. The owners in city, they have plenty of money to build a roof on that building. So I like it. If we could have retroactively changed that, I would support that very much. All right, Daniel, where can everybody catch you again, and when can they see us?
I mean, I'm going to start with you guys because you guys are by far and away most important. This has been strategy coming into the DFW is just bring cooler, smarter people onto my programs. And
I like
hopefully
it
elevates the status. So 6 o'clock tonight, the final Rangers Roundup pregame special. I'll go ahead and tease our theme is awards night. So we're going to be handing out some quote-unquote end-of-season awards. I know we've got some time there, but that show will feature a roughly 8-minute conversation between the three of us, which I thoroughly enjoyed. It was actually 15 to 20 minutes, and our director was getting pretty frustrated with how much we were talking. And then more excitingly, or just as exciting, we just launched our new sports program, finally brought sports officially back to CW33. So Wednesdays, it's digital exclusive right now, but we're getting to the broadcast. It's called So Sports on CW33, very much just a sports talk show on television. I've got some great guests, had Adam Schefter on Wednesday, had Sean McFarland, Dallas Morning News, and obviously used some sound from Micah Parsons and the like. So we're excited to bring that and introduce even more sports to the market that already has plenty to hear from.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel. We appreciate it.